Alrighty, hello everyone and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Chris and I am your host today. Iram, unfortunately, is not able to be here. Let's all send her some love and some prayers. In Pakistan, there's riots and the internet is out, so she is not able to be here. So let's all send her some love and light and prayers and all that good stuff as she is dealing with that crazy world we have right now. So there's not a better time to have this call today with you, Gertrude. Gertrude, welcome. So excited to have you here today.
Hi, Gretchen. Thank you so much for having me on your show today, and I'm really honored and excited to be back.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you, and it's such an important topic, and I am excited to dive in. We're talking about soul timeline healing. Quickly get rid of hard-to-dissolve barriers accumulated over lifetime to up-level your frequency. And it's such an important topic, especially, like I said, in today's world. Here's some things that we're going to talk about on this call. We're going to learn what is really keeping you from being the highest version of you and living your life full out. We're also going to learn and discover how the weight of your karmic imprints keep pulling you back from embodying your soul's higher calling. We're going to talk about unraveling the most hidden blocks you may not realize that you have. We're also going to learn why healing all of your soul's timeline should be your number one priority. I'm excited about this and learning about that. We're going to discover how you could soar higher without your self-sabotaging karmic imprints. We're going to learn how you can amplify your impact and why it's not happening for you now. We're going to find out how you can finally start living a life of more meaning, value, and impact right now. And finally, we're going to experience a powerful process to help you heal the core emotional wounding and imprints that are at the root of your suffering. Plus, we're going to have tons of one-on-ones today. So this call is jam full, and I'm super excited to dive in. I know we have a lot of new people listening, so I just want to quickly introduce you to Gertrude DeWitt. She has changed the lives of thousands of people worldwide. During her mid-30s, when Gertrude was working in a demanding marketing job, she burned out completely and ended up on sick leave for 6 months. She realized that the rat race of targets, budgets, and impossible deadlines was no longer what was right for her. It was during her dark night of the soul that Gertrude discovered her divine nature, her soul's purpose, helping others to turn their often seen as debilitating traits into their power so that they can feel confident and balanced in sharing their gifts and shine their light brightly. So she decided to leave her corporate career and retrained as a transformational coach, therapist, and later also as a yoga teacher and energy healer. Being an expert by experience, she has now worked with individuals, entrepreneurs, and professionals on the spiritual path for over 15 years to help them heal their core emotional wounding. Through her revolutionary combination of healing modalities, she is able to help her clients manifest their highest potential, truly fulfill their soul's deeper calling, and thrive doing what they love, even if they have not been able to achieve their results elsewhere. Gertrude, a facilitator of inner transformation, helps you transcend your karmic imprints, ancestral burdens, and any self-sabotaging blocks at their root so you can live your miraculous and abundant life. Many of our blocks stem from childhood experiences, our family lineage, and all other souls' experience. And now they act like a handbrake in our business, careers, relationships, finances, and health. She is trained in ancestral clearing, compassion key, theta healing, breakthrough healing, energy reading, and much more. Clients love working with her because of her intuitive, holistic, and empathetic, gentle approach in assisting them to achieve breakthroughs. So officially welcome, Gertrude. So excited about this topic today.
Thank you, Gretchen, and thank you for your wonderful introduction. And I also want to say hello to all the wonderful souls from the From Heartache to Joy community. Thank you for joining us today.
Awesome. Well, we're thrilled to have you here. And I really do want to dive in because this topic is near and dear to my heart. So I'm really excited to learn from you and hear what's going on. So first, you know, why do you believe that healing your soul's timeline should be the most important priority for us right now?
Well, you know, Gretchen, our soul wants nothing more for us than to have a life that's filled with joy, with purpose, fulfillment, love, and abundance. But I see so many people, so many women and men who are not in this reality, you know, who are not living their highest potential. They're not fulfilling their soul's higher calling, not having that joy and prosperity. And there's, you know, so many gifted, you know, let's say light workers, change makers, way showers. And of course, all of you who are aspiring to be one, you know, who are in hiding. They're playing it small. They're finding themselves in survival mode and lack and scarcity. And they're not making the impact they came here to make. You know, maybe that's you, or maybe you find yourself stuck in a draining 9-to-5. Or you find yourself struggling with relationships, with your health, or just, you know, managing daily life. And whatever situation applies to you, not living the very best version of yourself leaves you feeling frustrated, unhappy, unfulfilled. You know, I see a lot of people, they feel victimized by it all. You know, they find themselves in lack and never enough. Maybe in heartbreak, sadness, overwhelm. And I see a lot of people, you know, where it causes health issues. But the thing is, we are suffering because we got stuck in separation consciousness and became misaligned from our soul. We got, you know, so to speak, disconnected from our soul's light and our soul's higher calling. And that's the reason, you know, we feel misaligned. And that's why it's so important that, you know, that we heal our soul's timeline. You know, it's the misalignment and the struggle that is such a huge energy drain for a lot of people. You know, it robs us of all our life force energy. And over the past 15 years, I've helped a lot of people recover from being burned out. And I found that the number one reason for their burnout is always some form of misalignment, you know, not being connected to their soul plan. And the root cause of their misalignment can be, you know, for 99% can be found in imprints in their soul's timeline. And so what it does is healing your soul's timeline will automatically bring you into a higher frequency, a higher consciousness. And it will accelerate your journey into flow and synchronicity. And this is where the magic happens. You know, this will bring you into your natural state of joy, of inner peace, of gratitude, of fulfillment and abundance. So it's really about embodying and expressing the next level of you. It's wanting to come into alignment with your soul, to express your soul signature in this lifetime. And this is why we're here, right? To up-level into higher frequencies and embody and express our soul's light fully in this lifetime here on planet Earth.
Oh, love it. What if somebody might not know what their purpose is or what direction to go? Will healing the timeline help them kind of figure that out as well?
Absolutely. I feel, and it's my own experience, and I see it happen with a lot of clients when there's no clarity, when people feel stuck, you know, what am I here for? What's my purpose? What's my soul's higher calling? We don't have that clarity because our wounding gets in the way. It's like a veil over our gifts. It's a veil over our higher calling, and we need to get that out of the way. We need to get those blocks out of the way so we can become clear. And I feel that our soul, our highest self will guide us. But sometimes, you know, stuff gets in the way, right?
Yeah, makes sense. Interesting.
Yeah.
So why is it so hard for us to get rid of these blocks? You know, we do the work, but and we think that, you know, we're good, But then those blocks like fear or lack or limitation or whatever, you know, they show back up. They keep coming up.
Yep. And sorry, it's not funny, of course, but yeah. I'm laughing because, you know, this is my own experience. You know, I was there, definitely. But it's because our soul's light cannot fully shine through due to all the lifetimes of wounding and karmic imprints that are embedded in our cellular memory. And these imprints, they remain hidden on a very deep level, and they get in the way. You know, these imprints block our soul's light. And these wounded parts lead to all the different ways that we sabotage. You know, we sabotage our own happiness, our success, our sense of fulfillment, our health, our prosperity. And I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, if we're suffering in any kind of way, even after all the work that we've done, there's still hidden blocks and imprints that need to be uncovered and dissolved. Now, when I look at my, you know, all the work that I did, you know, my list of all the workshops, you know, the courses, the trainings, the coaches, the therapists, the tools, techniques, and modalities that I tried, you know, it's that list must be about 3 to 4 pages long, you know, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that. But it wasn't until I immersed myself in this healing work, which, you know, I will give you an experience of today, you know, that miracles finally started to happen for me. So we need to clear out that basement. We need to clear out our basement if we want to get to the root of things. And many people have, you know, cleaned out their living room. They have cleaned their kitchen and, you know, maybe also their bedroom.
The fun stuff, right?
Yeah, but they forgot to look in the basement, right?
Yeah, because down there.
No, because that's where lifetimes of boxes are stacked to the ceiling, you know, for many of us.
Yep.
And what I found is that our fear kicks in, right? You know, when we open that door to the basement and we turn on that light, we get terrified of all that we see there. So we turn back and we don't dare go there because what will we find? You know, this is why we stowed it away in the first place. You know, we never wanted to feel those painful feelings again. And You know, I, for example, had this client that I recently worked with, you know, I'll call her M in, you know, for privacy reasons. But she had a history of drug addiction, and she felt that she had blockages around her, you know, around owning her power, around manifesting money, and she felt really stuck, you know, not knowing what her soul's purpose is here. And, you know, she did feel like she has so many gifts inside of her to share, but she couldn't find her unique offering to the world. So we found a past life version that was hunted down and went through a lot of suffering. So we worked on all the betrayal, the abandonment, the not trusting, and then not feeling safe to use her gifts, right? Not safe to shine her light. And it was a very gentle but a huge trauma release she had. You know, all this toxic energy that had become stuck in her chest and in her throat. And throughout this one session only, her body was coughing it up, literally. Coughing it up and coughing it out of her body, really, in that very moment. And immediately she felt this enormous space opening up and a sense of clarity about her next steps. And, you know, this was like a truly amazing shift and breakthrough for her because she'd already done tons and tons of healing work over the years, you know, like I talked about just now. And that's the beauty of this work I'll be sharing with you today. All this wounding can be healed by just acknowledging it's there. And that's, you know, what I'll also guide you through step by step in the program I'll be talking about a bit later.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. So you talked a little bit about karmic imprints. I'd love to learn a little bit more about those, like what that is and how they really prevent us from aligning with our soul.
Yeah, great question. So we all have any number of wounded parts inside. You know, they're based on years, decades, lifetimes of intense and traumatic experiences. And as a survival strategy, what happens is a so-called inner split, where we unconsciously decided that we never wanted to feel that kind of pain or fear or sadness again. And so we stowed it away. You know, we stowed away that wounded part deep down inside of us, in our basement, right? In our basement. But these fragmented wounded parts are still there. And they are being triggered all the time. They're being triggered, you know, maybe not all day, but every day at least. And a lot of times we don't even notice it anymore because we've gotten so used to them kicking in, you know, causing us to be in fight, flight, or freeze. And we've also gotten so used to feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or any other kind of way we don't like that doesn't feel good. But that's not our divine nature, right? So an example to illustrate this a little bit is, for example, if you decide to do something that's new for you, you know, maybe something that's a little bit scary, right? Maybe you have a soulful business or you're in the process of creating one and you know you should write that blog about your work or shoot that video. But as soon as you decide to step out of your comfort zone, a wounded part, which will show up as your inner critic, will tell you loud and clear, no, don't go there. You know, you'll get hurt again. And that voice can be very intimidating, right? And very relentless. And it brings us in a state of fear. And so what do we do? You know, exactly, nothing. Because we freeze, it blocks us. And this is how we self-sabotage. So basically, the story is that where these survival strategies once kept us alive, they now keep us stuck. But again, this is not what your soul wants for you. This is not your soul's highest expression. You know, because your soul wants nothing more for you than to shine your light, be joyful, and have access to your great gifts, experience purpose, fulfillment, you know, and have loving relationships and prosperity. Because that's who you are in your true essence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. So how can we recognize when we're not fully aligned? Are there symptoms? Like what can we look for?
Yeah, definitely. The biggest clue that you're not fully soul aligned, I feel, is being focused on yourself, on your fears and your struggles, instead of your higher calling and how you can serve. And it's where you're in the third dimensional small I, so to speak, you know, where your wounding keeps you under the spell of your false ego identity, your belief system, your lower consciousness, and where you find yourself in separation and victim consciousness. I feel that's the biggest clue. Because it's this 3D separation consciousness that causes you to feel unworthy, unloved, unsupported, maybe to feel as if you don't belong. It has you feel unsafe in this world. And all this leads to a lot of fear. Again, the fight, flight, freeze mode I just talked about. And it shows up as self-sabotage. You know, things like not feeling motivated, inspired, or creative. As I mentioned, anxiety and overwhelm, and any energy issues that can be the result of that, like, you know, feeling drained and exhausted, any kind of health issues that prevent you from moving forward. Of course, we're all familiar with procrastination. That's a big one. You know, avoiding change, avoiding growth, taking risks. And another major one I feel also is not trusting your own inner guidance and constantly looking outside of yourself for guidance, you know, comparing yourself. And there's a lot more. There's a lot more. There's a whole long list, but I think this will give a, you know, a picture, an idea of what you can run into, which, you know, will tell you that maybe you're not being fully soul aligned.
Mm.
And yeah, it's mostly... Sorry.
Go ahead.
And it's mostly very old stuck energy from long time ago experiences. I hope you guys can feel that sort of in the energy when we talk about it. And I also want to share that I know firsthand how painful and how sad it feels to not fully believe in yourself and to not be living your highest potential. I was there, you know, knowing there was so much more inside of me that wanted to come out and needed to be brought into the world. But it's really hard to fulfill your soul's higher calling and have the joyful and abundant life that you desire when you've got the handbrake on. And it's also good maybe to mention that outward success does not fix the inner turmoil, you know, the toxic beliefs or the emotional struggles from our past. Only the deeper self-healing and self-loving work can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's very important, I think.
Yeah, it's very important. Because we tend to work really hard in the outside world, right? To fix things, to fix ourselves, and to make things happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in a sense, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, and once we get here, everything will be fine. But
exactly.
Yeah.
But right. Then we have our recurring patterns because the deeper wounding has not been healed and dissolved.
Yeah. So now on to the good stuff. What do we need to do to become aligned, soul aligned, and what happens when we're able to do that?
Yeah. So the good thing is that's the really good news. We can clear out our basements. We can heal ourselves. And, you know, it is time to clear out your basement by healing the core wounding from all time, space, and dimension, you know, that keeps you stuck in any form of lack, limitation, and fear. And that's exactly what I love to do, you know, to help you resolve the separation, the misalignment, by healing the deeper, you know, the deepest root causes of your recurring self-sabotaging patterns, broken records, and debilitating programs on all levels, across all time, space, and dimension, and beyond. So what we need to do is we need to specify it. We need to name it and call it out to clear it because this energetic debris can be really, really sticky. And this is how we can upgrade our operating system. We can transcend fight, flight, freeze, you know, by acknowledging the truth, the real truth, and to accept and acknowledge where we are and not wanting to fix ourselves, but wanting to heal ourselves. And that's a huge difference. That's a huge energetic difference. Right? Not fixing ourselves, but healing ourselves. I hope you can, you know, get a sense of that difference energetically. Because that fixing is a lot of the old masculine way, right? And the healing is a much softer, gentler, feminine way. And also, I feel it's time we stop putting band-aids on our pain, you know, on what's happened before that we still have a charge to. You know, the spiritual bypassing, because we really want to clear the lens. And that's how we clear our past, present, and future. And then, you know, we can take back our power, our sovereignty, and realign with our highest self and with source. So we can, you know, come to, let's call it full soul realization, right? Fulfill our higher purpose from a place of co-creation and make the impact we came here to make, each in our own unique way. So when we release the grip that our karmic imprints have on us, we can realign with our soul's light and become the best versions of ourselves. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. So you're going to take us through a group process, right, to kind
yeah.
of so we can experience this. So let's do that so we all kind of get a sense of what you're talking about so we can really feel it.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love for everyone to experience this. If you haven't experienced my work before, I love this work. It's very special. It's very gentle. It's very simple. And it's very, very powerful and deep. So, yeah, so I'm going to guide you through a group process now. So let's start by connecting you first so you can really tap into that higher vibration and open yourself up for healing and transformation. So take a moment to bring your awareness into your body. Let's all take a nice deep breath together. And allowing everything to come into stillness. And now, far above you, imagine a beautiful column of golden liquid light coming from the central sun. And on your next inhalation, inviting this golden column of light down into your being through the crown of your head and down into your energy field, cleansing, clearing, and purifying you. All the way down to the soles of your feet and into the earth, into the crystalline core of Gaia. And continuing to breathe deeply, allowing this golden light to ground you and to connect you to Source, connecting you to your body, connecting you to the beautiful, loving, supporting energy of Mother Earth. And allow this loving energy to spiral back up into your heart, connecting you to your heart space. And imagine radiating out this beautiful energy from your heart. And let's take a moment also to invite our highest self to guide and support us and to bring forth whatever needs to be healed for you today. And again, let's all take a nice deep breath and exhale. Beautiful. So we'll be using self-directed compassion for this process to validate and acknowledge the wounded parts in us and to clear and heal any negative, any stuck energy that these parts are still holding on to. Now, the residue from old experiences that got lodged in our bodies that no longer serve us. So we'll use the phrase, I'm so sorry. For example, I'm so sorry they abandoned you. I'm so sorry you're sad. Or I'm so sorry you thought it was all your fault. So you'll want to repeat the phrases literally. So when I say you, you also say you, because we're speaking from the perspective of our highest self, from a place of wholeness to our wounded parts, right? And also, to be clear about this, these are not affirmations, and we're not validating or installing anything, but we're actually uncreating the imprints by giving compassion to our wounded parts for their perceived reality. And they are receiving deep healing from being acknowledged, heard, and loved for their painful experiences. So I will say the phrases, and you can repeat them after me out loud. And as you say the word, just be observant and notice what happens in your body. I'm so sorry your wounding has kept you stuck for so long. And again, repeat the phrases after me out loud if you're in a place to do so. I'm so sorry you got trapped in the illusion of fear and separation. I'm so sorry you couldn't transcend your fear-based reality. I'm so sorry you couldn't step out of victimhood and into divine creatorship. I'm so sorry you don't feel part of the unified body of divine consciousness. I'm so sorry you couldn't harmonize and embrace the light and the shadow within you. I'm so sorry you couldn't fully embrace your divinity. I'm so sorry you couldn't unite the past with the potential of the future. I'm so sorry you're struggling and suffering. I'm so sorry you've struggled and suffered for so many lifetimes. I'm so sorry you got disconnected from your soul and monad. I'm so sorry you got disconnected from the source of all that is. I'm so sorry you forgot about your true identity as a divine human being. I'm so sorry you became misaligned from your soul's higher calling. I'm so sorry you couldn't evolve as a conduit of love. I'm so sorry you're sad. I'm so sorry you blame yourself for taking the wrong path. I'm so sorry you blame God, Goddess, Source, for sending you in the wrong direction. I'm so sorry God, Goddess, Source, let you down. I'm so sorry you're angry. I'm so sorry you feel deflated and defeated. And so while you're digesting a bit, I want to remind you that the phrases that we say are not the whole truth. You know, we are so much more than our wounded aspects, right? And when we're saying these phrases, we're approaching our wounded aspects from the perspective of our highest self. You know, these phrases, they uncreate the parts of our reality that we don't like. You know, whether these were experiences in our own current lifetime, you know, our ancestors' lives or other souls' experiences and beyond, you know, the deeper message from our soul will also be revealed. And because, you know, there's nothing left to block the light and to create a shadow. And you will remember the truth of who you are and, you know, the catalyst you came here to be. And maybe not only in your own life, but also in the lives of others. Maybe for humanity, maybe for our planet, our beautiful planet. And when you realign with your highest self and with the source of all that is, you know, you will start to co-create. You know, you'll be connected with this higher vibration of love and of light and of possibility. You know, you'll experience your soul's perfect light. And you will have, you know, the life that is possible for you, that, you know, that life full of joy and ease and abundance and fulfillment. Yeah. Gretchen, just checking in with you. Do we have time for a couple more phrases or?
Sure. And as you're going through those, if everybody can, if you can write in and let us know how you're doing, that would be great too. So yeah, I think a couple more phrases and then we'll work with some callers.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay, everyone. So again, let's take a nice deep breath together. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry. Life is not what you'd hoped for. I'm so sorry you regret agreeing to your soul contract for this lifetime. I'm so sorry you don't feel like you belong here. I'm so sorry your life is mundane and mediocre. I'm so sorry your life is full of pain and suffering. I'm so sorry you accidentally blocked your soul's light. I'm so sorry your karmic imprints and wounding got in the way of a perfect life. I'm so sorry your darkness was stronger than your light. I'm so sorry your wounding was stronger than your gifts. I'm so sorry your fear was stronger than your longing. I'm so sorry your self-doubt was stronger than your soul's calling. I'm so sorry every time you step forward, your karma pulls you back down. I'm so sorry you accidentally put the handbrake on all your dreams and desires. I'm so sorry you thought you were broken and needed to be fixed. I'm so sorry nothing worked for you. I'm so sorry you feel hopeless. Okay, so everybody take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, releasing all that no longer serves you. Just notice how you feel. How did your body react to the phrases? What has shifted for you? So clearing the old debris of your traumas across all time, space, and dimension is the most powerful way not to raise your vibration and stop all the broken records you may have playing on a deeper level. You know, once you liberate yourself from the dead weight that you've been dragging along, you know, your soul's light can start to shine through so you can really step into your greatness, into your your magnificence. Because all these karmic imprints, they have cost, you know, many of us so much already, and it's time for each and every one of us to let them go, right?
Awesome. I have some comments here.
Yeah.
Willow says, hello, lovely souls. The phrases brought up very strong depression. What can I do next to work through it?
Yeah, so a good thing to do is to give, first of all, to give yourself a lot of compassion for that. Because my experience, my personal experience, and I see also a lot of clients, you know, we beat ourselves up so much for everything that's not right with us, you know, that everything that's quote unquote going wrong in our life. And we really need to learn to be more compassionate towards ourselves. So that's step one. And step two would be, I would recommend to really dig deeper into that depression and see what's really underneath, you know, to get to that root cause of your depression so you can heal that. And then, you know, your depression should also dissolve. Yeah.
Awesome. Katie said, it feels good to see my future life enjoy abundance and wealth.
Yeah.
Christy said, it reminded her a lot of muscle testing and EFT tapping, and she feels much lighter for sure. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And then there is a question here from Angela who says, could karmic imprints be why I don't seem to feel energies or why I have not had results like others?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please, Gretchen?
Yes, she says, could karmic imprints be why I don't seem to feel energies or why I've not had results like others?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely. I feel, and also again, this is also personal experience. If we have done so much work on ourselves and things are not shifting, you know, we probably need to dig deeper. And that's, you know, that's where the soul timeline healing comes in, that we look at every level. We look at every level and dig in and uncreate and dissolve, you know, any stuck energy that's still there. Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's do some examples with live callers, if that's okay.
Yes. Yes, I'd love to.
All right. Awesome. All right. You can get in line by pressing *2. In the meantime, we'll start with caller number one. Your first three digits are 816. 816, you are unmuted. Hello?
Hello?
816? Hi.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What would you like to work on?
Well, when you said burnout, I said, that's me. Hmm. I work for the federal government in the United States full time, but I also take care of my mom, who's disabled and has autoimmune illnesses and needs me 24/7. And I think I've been burned out for like 6 years.
Hmm. Yeah, that sounds tough, huh? Yeah. So how does that make you feel, Jennifer, this being burned out for 6 years and all the weight on your shoulders?
Torn into like little pieces.
Yeah. Where do you feel that in your body?
In my upper chest, in my neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can even feel it right now, getting stronger in my neck and my throat, and I'm having a little trouble talking because of it.
Yeah. What's the intensity of that? If you could give it a number between 0 and 10, where 0 is not intense at all and 10 at its maximum?
Out of 15.
A 15, my dear. Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's start by saying, and let me also say for everyone else listening, you can either follow along and repeat the phrases with Jennifer, because they benefit everyone. We all deal with the same issues deep down. If you don't want to do that, you can also just hold the space for her or whomever I'm working with later. Okay. Okay, Jennifer and everyone else who wants to follow along, let's take a nice deep breath and focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts of you and repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry. There's so much weight on your shoulders.
I'm so sorry. There's so much weight on your shoulders.
I'm so sorry. It's way too much for you to carry.
I'm so sorry. It's way too much for you to carry.
I'm so sorry. You're exhausted.
I'm so sorry. You're exhausted.
I'm so sorry you feel torn into many little pieces.
I'm so sorry you feel torn into many little pieces.
I'm so sorry there's too much pressure from life.
I'm so sorry there's too much pressure from life.
I'm so sorry you feel trapped.
I'm so sorry you feel trapped.
And what I'm sensing, Jennifer, is a lot of grief and sadness in your chest area, your throat. Does that make any sense?
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm so sorry there was so much loss.
I'm so sorry there was so much loss.
I'm so sorry you're still grieving.
I'm so sorry you're still grieving.
I'm so sorry you had to hold it all inside.
I'm so sorry you had to hold it all inside.
Yeah, this feels like a lot of old stuff layered on top of each other. From many different times. Yeah. I'm so sorry you couldn't heal yourself.
I'm so sorry you couldn't heal yourself.
I'm so sorry your soul and God keep you in suffering.
I'm so sorry your soul and God keep you in suffering.
I'm so sorry you're angry.
I'm so sorry you're angry.
Okay, so let's take a nice deep breath. And see how you feel. How's your chest? How's your throat?
It feels lighter.
Yeah. Where are you now? What's the number now?
About a 5 or 6.
Beautiful. Yeah, so if I were to work with you a little bit more, we dig in deeper to see what's underneath this. But I guess, Gretchen, we have to sort of move on, or?
Yeah, do you feel the package could help her?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I feel there's a lot of layers of grief underneath this. And if you feel it in your heart, package B would be great for you. If that's possible for you, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer. All the best to you.
All right, awesome. Okay, our next caller, your first three digits are 403. 403, you are unmuted.
Hello?
403?
Hello?
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 Yes?
Hi, my name is Janine.
Janine?
Yes.
Hi, Janine. What can I help you with?
I was attracted to your information and to your call because I've been struggling with really seeing a future for myself as far as expressing in the world. I've done a lot of work, and everything that you've done up until now has just made me more depressed that I've been following. So it's been, so there's obviously something there for me to address, and that's kind of what I would like support with. Thank you.
Yeah. And so when you tune into that feeling depressed, where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel the charge of that?
My whole body just shuts down.
All right. And how does that make you feel that your whole body shuts down?
More angry and hopeless. I know I've created it, so I know I can get out of it. Obviously not applying things properly.
Yeah, and don't be so hard on yourself there, Janine. You've worked really hard, and I feel that, you know, beating ourselves up, you know, like that is just not, it's making it sort of worse, so to speak. You know, we really want to be gentle with ourselves. That, for me, was my biggest lesson, you know, to really learn. I really had to learn how to be compassionate towards myself, and that will heal a lot of things already in itself. But getting back to you, that anger and feeling helpless, hopeless, where can you get a sense of that? Or does your body feel completely shut down still?
It just, my chest and my back are always heavy. It always hurts. So.
Yeah, right now as well? Because it's really important that we feel what's here right now in the present, right? Yeah. So what's the intensity, if you could give it a number between 0 and 10?
An 8.
Okay. Okay, Janine and everyone who wants to follow along, let's take a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you've done so much work and have made things worse for you.
I'm so sorry you've done so much work and it made things worse for you.
I'm so sorry you're angry.
I'm so sorry you're angry.
I'm so sorry God's source let you down.
I'm so sorry God's source let you down.
I'm so sorry you could not access your greatest gifts.
I'm so sorry you could not access your greatest gifts.
And bring them out into the world.
And bring them out into the world.
I'm so sorry that something kept dragging you back down.
I'm so sorry that something kept dragging you back down.
I'm so sorry you're scared of bringing your gifts out into the world.
I'm so sorry you're scared of bringing your gifts out into the world.
I'm so sorry bad things happened when you brought your gifts out into the world before.
I'm so sorry bad things happened when you brought your gifts out into the world before.
I'm so sorry they attacked you.
I'm so sorry they attacked you.
I'm so sorry they persecuted and killed you.
I'm so sorry they persecuted and killed you.
I'm so sorry you vowed to never show your gifts to the world again.
I'm so sorry you vowed you'd never show your gifts to the world again.
I'm so sorry. It's just not safe.
I'm so sorry. It's just not fair.
I'm so sorry. It's just not safe.
I'm so sorry. It's just not safe.
I'm so sorry you had to hide yourself.
I'm so sorry you had to hide yourself.
I'm so sorry you feel sad and empty.
I'm so sorry you feel sad and empty.
Okay, so let's take a nice deep breath. Letting all that go on the exhale. How are you doing, Janine?
I'm okay.
Did anything resonate for you? Did anything release or shift?
There's slightly less pain in my back, so yeah, things are moving.
Okay, what's the number now in your back, your chest?
I guess about a 6.
Okay. So what's left if you tune into that? Whatever's left, the charge in your back, your chest. I'm getting a sense of not only having shut your body down, but also having shut down the possibility for you, like, this is not for me, I don't deserve this. Does that resonate? The safety part around it?
Yeah, I mean, lots of the phrases that you have used, I have worked with in the past, and the learning to see possibilities part is something I've worked a lot on.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting better.
Yeah, so things are moving, which is, you know, the most important things. They may not move as fast as we want, you know, but when things are mm-hmm. shifting, and that's for everyone on the call, if you feel even the slightest shift, things are moving, right? And things will keep moving. Yeah, so just be very mindful and observant of, you know, maybe the next few hours or days or weeks, what, you know, whatever is still shifting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Janine. Lots of love
to you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Janine. And just keep following the rest of the phrases throughout the call.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and I can also recommend to maybe listen to the replay again and see, you know, if the phrases may touch a different level, because there's always levels that we get to, and once we've cleared the one level, we get to the next level of the, you know, until we get to the root causes of things.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thanks.
Sure.
All right. Okay, my computer's being slow at the moment. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay.
It's taking a pause.
It is taking a pause. I do have a question here from Dory. Dory asks, why using the I am sorry statement instead of something else for release?
It's because it activates or induces that compassion for our wounded parts. That's basically it. Compassion is like the, you know, love and forgiveness, which are all three very, very powerful healing energies, healing frequencies. So, you know, this specific way I used, I'm so sorry. So it's really, like I said, giving compassion to your wounded parts. And this uncreates and heals and dissolves, you know, the any stuck energy that we carry in our system. And the beautiful thing about it is that we don't have to figure out when it was, where, what situation, with whom. You know, our mind wants to know, but we don't have to, because our highest self, our soul, know exactly where we need the healing. So we can trust, you know, that the healing energy will go exactly where it needs to go.
Makes sense. Thank you. There are a couple questions about the offer. So before we take live callers and go through some of those questions, more live callers and go through those questions, if you don't mind, Gertrude, let's talk about the offer, and then we can answer those questions, too, as we progress in the call.
Yes, I'd love to. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So let me give the URL. It's orderjoy2020.com/Gertrude22. orderjoy2020.com/GERTRUD22. And if you're on the webcast, you can just click the button there that will take you, it says Gertrude's special offer. It'll take you there and you can take a look at it. I will let you know that we have early bird prices right now, and those are for the first 50 people that join the program. Then the prices will need to be raised because it is a lot, a lot of work. As Gertrude goes through this, you'll see how much is involved. So Gertrude, I'll let you take over from here.
Thank you, Gretchen. Yeah, so I created the Soul Timeline Healing Program so you can really clear out your basement at every level. You know, when you, like I said before, when you heal all your imprints from all time, space, dimension, it will resolve the separation and the limitation that you may experience in your life right now. It will up-level you into higher frequency and really get you in a place where you can fully embody and express your soul's light. You know, and this is what we came here to do and be, right? So, so when we go to Package A, Package A includes 6 live calls. So 6 live calls, everyone. And the first, what we actually do is we go through all the, we go from bottom up, right? We start with healing our past life karma. And everything that's beyond that we may not even have an inkling of, right? So we go into all kind of karmic burdens and imprints, soul contracts, agreements, oaths, you know, that whole thing. We go into persecution imprints because I find them a lot with the people I work with, people who feel they are here. They know that they're here to make an impact in whichever way, but they feel blocked. And a lot of time there's persecution imprints at play here. Another thing that I see a lot is blocks around gifts, around power and money. Of course, we'll dive into shocks and traumas, implants. And really also we're looking at the lessons of your soul's blueprint. And what we'll do is we'll do healing work as I guided you through today. But we'll also do very powerful forgiveness work. I will guide you through soul retrieval processes, you know, where we can get all our soul fragments back. So there's a lot of things included in this call. It's really where we, you know, the bottom of all things, the basis of all things that we want to go through. And then we go to the next level, which is our ancestral burdens, where we will, you know, clear all ancestral karma, you know, from fears, limiting beliefs, not expressed emotions. We'll dive into family of origin patterns and dynamics, any entanglements, blockages, limitations. Family secrets and curses are an important part of that. We'll dive into also religious and cultural imprints, you know, that came through all the lineage that we also still carry with us and that may be blocking us. Of course, any illnesses, diseases in the family, in the lineage, early deaths, any suffering of any kind, poverty patterns. I know a lot of people are you know, struggling with their finances. And so this is a very important thing that we are going to clear as well, any scarcity consciousness, scarcity patterns, and anything that, you know, from any other kind of hardship like war and famine, disasters, you know, that all our forefathers experienced and that we still carry the residue of in our cellular memory. So that will be a very powerful call as well. So next we go into call three, which is about clearing all your conception, pregnancy, and birth wounding. And this is also very important. This is, you know, conception really sets the direction in our life. It sets the stage, so to speak. This is the very first moment that chaos has happened for many of us. And also being in the womb can or may have been a very traumatic experience for you. Maybe not consciously, but unconsciously. You know, they say that 60% of all womb experiences of all pregnancy are not positive experiences. So a lot of times I also find that with clients that there's a lot of trauma there, right? All the stress that mom and dad may have had that you picked up on, you know, being sensitive as you are, and were specifically being in your mother's womb, right? Also any negative energy around your soul incarnating into your body. We'll go into entanglement, any birth traumas, of course, is also an important moment. You know, I always call it the shock of the earth landing. You know, it's a shock, really. I mean, even if you had like a very sort of quote-unquote nice birth, it's still a shock, you know, coming from the womb out into, you know, into the light on planet Earth. And so a lot of times I find with clients that there's a lot to release there as well. Any birth trauma, of course, complications, any hospitalization that may have traumatized you very early in your life. We'll also cover adoption and abandonment. That's a big issue for those of you who have been adopted. And a lot of us also have experienced not feeling welcome, not feeling wanted. You know, maybe there were circumstances with mom and dad that, you know, made it so. So we want to heal and dissolve that as well. And the last one I really want to mention because I feel it's important. It's the trauma of the vanishing twin. And you may or may not have heard about this, but it's something that happens between 35 and 50% of all pregnancies. And it's where there's actually a twin with you in the womb, and this twin does not survive, and this usually happens in the first trimester. So this is what we call the vanishing twin, and it leads to a lot of trauma for you as the survivor. You know, it first of all, it creates a deep sense of loss and grief, abandonment, also a lot of survivor's guilt. Because, you know, why do I get to have a great life while my twin couldn't have a life in the first place? I also find myself, my experience with this is I am also a part of a twin, not in real life, of course, but in the womb where I also had a twin dying, so to speak, is that I try to live my life for two people. You know, it's because I want to make up for what my twin couldn't have. And it's can be very overwhelming, can be very, bring a lot of anxiety into your life. So that's also a topic dear to my heart. Then we'll go into item four, which is about clearing all your first life, or first years of life imprints. Any bonding and attachment and intimacy issues been very early on in life. The world is not safe. I'm not safe. This is also a very important period in our lives where we learn self-regulation, but a lot of us did not learn that very well. So we have self-regulation issues causing a lot of stress in our bodies. Mom, dad issues, male and female issues, abandonment, mistrust. this is also the time in life where we develop shame, where we develop unworthiness. The inner critic appears, right? And this can cause a lot of disconnection from the body, disassociation, which, you know, causes us or has us go out of our bodies. And this is also a topic I feel very passionate about, because I encounter a lot of people who are not in their bodies. And this was also the case for myself. I had to really learn to come back into my body and to really be here. You know, I never felt safe in my own body because of trauma. And I see this happen with so many people. So this is a very important part of being able to have the life that you came here to live and to manifest the things that you want to have and be and do. We need to be in our bodies. So that's important. And also this is about boundary and autonomy issues that we should have learned early in life, but a lot of times we didn't because of, you know, whatever circumstances. Yeah. Do I just keep going, Gretchen? Or?
Yep, that's great. Yep.
Okay. So item five is about clearing your childhood and teenage years, wounding. We go into abuse of any kind, maybe sibling rivalry that happens, any traumatic school experience is a very big part of this. This is also where we, you know, can really experience that fear of being seen and heard and failing, you know, especially in school and with friends. In this period of our lives, we also, you know, that can sometimes feel that shame really being present, feeling inadequate, having lots of self-doubt, you know, having blocks to developing a healthy sense of self-worth. And of course, this is also the time where we should develop a healthy ego identity. And, you know, we will dive into that as well. Issues like power, confidence, autonomy again. This is also about how we react to the world, to the people around us, our family. We either, you know, do we become passive or do we become active and rebellious? Having a strong direction in life. This is also a very important age bracket where we want to fit in. Or on the other hand, we don't belong. We feel as if we don't belong. You know, we compare ourselves to others. We feel that sense of competition. We feel rejected by others. This is a very precious and sensitive time that we want to belong, that we really want to be part of the group, right? This is also about first loves, insecurity, intimacy, breakup. So I also wanted to include that because I feel that could have been, or for many people, this has been also, you know, quite traumatic. Hopefully not, but yeah. When I look at mine, it was pretty traumatic. So, yeah. So then item six, the last life call in package A and B, of course, is heal the present and rewrite your future. So after all the levels we've gone through, clearing, you know, traumas and painful experiences and all the energetic debris that was still in your system, we go to look at the present and look at the future. And we'll be, you know, clearing any thought patterns, beliefs, ideas, worldviews, belief systems that you know, may still block you. Any destructive emotional patterns. And I mentioned fear, guilt, anger, hate, because, you know, those are ones that are very common. But, of course, we can include anything. And, yeah, maybe it's also a good time to mention that. If you're live on the calls with me, you can type in anything that comes up for you, that pops up as we do the clearings. So I can include that real time in, you know, in the clearings that we do. So you can really get the most out of, you know, being present, being live on the call, and, you know, benefit as much from all the clearings. We will look into resentment about past things that have happened, victimization, also any mental programs, manipulations, brainwashing, misleading information and coding. I feel that's very important, especially the times we live in today. Also any psychic attacks, cords, hooks, energies of others being, you know, activated within us. We want to clear those because we don't, you know, we want to be sovereign in our own energy, in our own bodies, and not have, you know, any stuff from other people inside of us, because that's not, you know, that does not, that doesn't serve us, right? And we really want to get out of that fight, flight, and freeze mode that so many of us are in too many times, because it's so detrimental to our health, to our well-being. So, yeah, doing this deeper clearing will really help you be more in harmony and inner peace with yourself. Yeah, so, and also an important part is that I really want for you to embody your life, your gifts, and your purpose in this lifetime, because that really, you know, gives us all a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy and happiness, and hopefully also have that abundance to come along with that. Yeah, so those are the six life calls, at least six life clearing calls. And then we also have a great bonus. I have a great bonus for you, which are 3 months of remote healings to amplify your soul's timeline. And these six, these 3 months worth of attunements are actually six attunements that are aligned with the six calls, with the six topics. So I will set these, activate these remote healings for all of you, and they will be sent to you by Source 24/7. And there's nothing that you have to do it. So it's really easy. You can just go about your day and this will be sent to you automatically. And this will really enhance all the clearing work that we do in the calls. And it will really actually amplify anything else that you do besides this work, any healing or coaching or therapy or whatever you do. This will really make you have even greater benefits. So it never hurts in any way. It does not have any negative side effects. It's always in your highest and best. And I always say, you know, trust that Source, your soul, and your highest self know exactly what you need specifically, individually. So this is a beautiful extra healing that you receive. I really feel passionate about this because it's very, very powerful. And then we also have a limited time only bonus, and this is also a very beautiful one. This is very, I love this one because this is a soul body fusion activation, and this really invites your soul back into your body, especially for those of you who feel you're not, you have a hard time being in your body, when you dissociate a lot, when you have a hard time feeling, when you have a hard time connecting in with your guidance, with your intuition, or any kind of, you know, feeling overwhelmed a lot, not feeling grounded, not fully present. This is really for you. This will really bring the life force back into you and, you know, bring you more energy, bring you more vitality. It will bring you more clarity. It will bring you more of your, like I said, your intuition, your inner knowing. It will really strengthen your inner guidance. And, you know, this is really important because we have separated from our soul because of trauma, abuse, or other painful and frightening and unsafe experiences, as I talked about, you know, this past hour. And a lot of us also have a lot of anxiety, body shame, feelings of unworthiness that causes to go out of our bodies. And there's a lot of people as well who never bonded in the first place because on a subconscious level, we never really wanted to be here. And that when that's the case, you probably also are not really here present in your body. And, you know, then your energetic frequencies of your soul and your body are out of sync. But that's not a natural way to be. You know, it was never meant for your soul to and your body to be separated. You know, this is your infinite essence. This is your connection to the life force. So what this does, what this activation does, is really bring that alignment back, bringing your soul back into your body so you can be, you know, the best version that you are meant to be. And yeah, it's a beautiful process. It's amazing. It's safe, and it's a very kind of quick process actually that invites your soul back into your body. So yeah, grab this one. It's really a beautiful process, and it will really, really help you integrate all the other work that we do. Yeah. So that's package A. And is there anything you want to add, Gretchen?
Nope, that sounds good. If you just want to let them know about your session in package B, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I will. So package B is everything that I talked about in package A. So the 6 life calls, the 3 months of remote healings, and the soul body fusion activation. And package B also includes a 30-minute one-on-one private session with me. So I don't do private sessions anymore unless they're, you know, part of a package like this. So if, you know, if that's calling you, then I would really encourage you to grab that. And it's a great way to really dive into your personal issues, the things you're struggling with. You know, so we can really look at what's behind, what's underneath, and where do we need to go with this issue. And you've experienced a bit of my work today. And it's also good to know that during the sessions, when I work with you individually, we can throw in a lot of other techniques and tools, which, you know, are not so suitable for, you know, a group setting like this. So we can really, you know, get to the nitty gritty of the things that you are struggling with. And, you know, it's really to help you amplify your transformation, your healing even more. So if you feel it in your heart, you know, then yeah, I'd love to work with you and, you know, to get you in a place of joy and fulfillment and abundance and have you live the life that you came here for.
Awesome. Awesome. I do have a lot of people asking if soul alignment can help with chronic health issues. I see someone asking about pancreas issues. I see other people asking about Lyme disease, meningitis in the brain. Can this help with health issues?
Yes, definitely. Because as I mentioned earlier, many of our health issues come from being out of alignment, and it can show up in many ways. You know, I've had people with autoimmune disease, with endocrine issues, with heart problems, you name it, really, because it's our body. How do we say it? It may sound a bit weird, but it's like our body is protesting in a way, right? It wants us to be aligned with our soul. It wants to be able to receive our soul's light. And when it doesn't, it becomes malnourished in a way. Does that make sense?
Yes, makes perfect sense. Someone's asking, I don't see option C. There is not an option C. There's a package A and a package B. And someone else is asking, do they have to be on Facebook for any of the healings? I don't think so, right?
No. The live calls are all via Zoom. And there will be replays available. So if people are not able to be on the calls live, you know, due to work or time zone restrictions, whatever, there will be a replay. And, so you can always catch all the healing work afterwards.
Awesome. Perfect. All right. You guys can continue to write in your questions about the package if you have any. In the meantime, Gertrude, let's take another live caller.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Our next caller, your first 3 digits are 516. 516, you are unmuted.
Hi,
who's this? Good afternoon. Hi, Anita.
Anita, hi, Anita.
How are you?
What can I help you with today?
Yeah, I have a number of health issues going on, specifically tinnitus with some hearing loss, and problems with my eyes recently. Floaters from a vitreous detachment and a developing cataract. And the other issue that I'm really concerned about is ovarian cysts. I had a partial hysterectomy 4 years ago, and the cyst has grown back. So those are the main issues.
Right.
And I've done so much work, I can't seem to release them. That's what I'm frustrated about. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you feel that frustration in your body, Anita?
Right now I'm sick with a sinus infection, so I feel that in my throat and my neck, back and shoulder.
Mm. Your throat, your neck, your shoulder. Did I get it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's the intensity of that right now? If you could give it a number to between 0 and 10.
7 right now. Sometimes it's 7. 4.
Yeah. How long have you been having these issues, more or less?
The tinnitus started 4 years ago. Mm. And the eye issues started in December.
Okay.
And the various cysts, well, I've had female problems since I first got my period when I was 11. I've had a lot of surgeries for fibroid cysts. It's been a lifetime of pain. Menstrual cramps, you know. Yeah.
I would love to look at these three things separately, but, you know, as of the time constraints today, we'll probably have to sort of pick one. Which one is the big elephant in the room for you?
Tinnitus. Really loud.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what was stressful in your life about 4 years ago when that happened?
I was in a really good spot. It was about 6 months after my partial hysterectomy, and I was feeling great. I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I feel great. I'm going to now I can get out and start doing all the things I want to do. And then, boom, I was just watching TV one day. And it hit. And it hasn't stopped ringing since. Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. So for everyone, Anita, and everyone who wants to follow along, let's take a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and send lots of love and compassion to all parts of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you could not hear the truth.
I'm so sorry you could not hear the truth.
I'm so sorry it wasn't safe to hear the truth.
I'm so sorry, was it safe to hear the truth?
I'm so sorry you had to tune out all the pain.
I'm so sorry you had to tune out all the pain.
I'm just tuning into what's there. I keep getting the sense that there's something that was too hard to take in.
Okay.
Does that resonate at all?
I'm not quite sure what that is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You have to keep it all inside.
I'm so sorry you had to keep it all inside.
I'm so sorry all the pain and suffering got stuck in there.
I'm so sorry all the pain and suffering got stuck in there.
I'm so sorry you were suffering and you didn't understand why.
I'm sorry you're suffering and you didn't understand why.
I'm so sorry they were afraid of your truth.
I'm so sorry they were afraid of your truth.
I'm so sorry they were not ready for your truth.
I'm so sorry they weren't ready for your truth.
I'm so sorry your truth was too painful for them.
I'm so sorry your truth was so painful for them. Sorry, I have an infection.
Yeah, and it's also energy coming out probably. Yeah. So there's this thing about hearing, this thing about speaking your mind. And of course, that's, you know, your sinuses, I feel that's all sort of connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's check back in with your throat, your neck, your shoulder. How is that feeling now?
My throat still is very scratchy. So my neck and shoulders probably went down to about a 5.
Okay. So tune into all of that. What's left in your throat? What can you get a sense of? Is anything coming up for you?
Nothing's coming up right now.
Okay. I always ask this because I want to empower people by also checking in with themselves and feeling their bodies and you know, getting a sense of what's happening. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that will help you get more body awareness, get more awareness of what's, you know, what's going on inside of you. And it's okay if that doesn't show up, or if you don't get a sense of anything, that's perfectly fine. I'm just, you know, just explaining why I'm asking these questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you couldn't heal yourself.
So sorry you couldn't heal yourself.
I'm so sorry nothing worked for you.
I'm so sorry nothing worked for you.
I'm so sorry you're broken and need to be fixed.
I'm so sorry you're broken and need to be fixed.
I'm so sorry your body came out of alignment.
I'm so sorry your body came out of alignment.
I'm so sorry life is so dense and heavy on this earth plane.
I'm sorry life is so dense and heavy on this earth plane.
I'm so sorry you and your body could not be in perfect harmony on this earth plane.
I'm sorry you and your body could not be in perfect harmony on this earth plane.
I'm so sorry your body is causing you so much suffering.
I'm so sorry your body is causing you so much suffering.
I'm so sorry you're sad and hopeless.
So sorry you're so sad and hopeless.
I'm so sorry you don't know what else to do.
At this time, you don't know what else to do.
I'm so sorry your body let you down.
I'm so sorry your body let you down.
I'm so sorry you let your body down.
I'm so sorry you let your body down.
Okay, so again, nice deep breath. And just notice how you feel now.
How do I feel now?
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Sorry, I cannot hear you very well.
Oh,
you feel a little
gosh.
Better?
Yeah, I feel a little. Yeah.
So how's your throat now? What's the number now?
The throat, you know, it's still scratching. I mean, I've had this infection for 4 days now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been coughing all morning. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to tell right now. But
yeah, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
How do you feel overall?
It's not COVID.
Let me ask you that way. How do you feel overall?
Overall, my body, other than the throat, it feels pretty good. Probably like a 4 now. I'm not in pain.
Beautiful. Yeah, again, so if I had some more time with you, we'd be able to dig in a little deeper, also see what the connection is with your health issues. But in consideration of the time, Gretchen, I think, what do you say?
Yes, I think that was good. I'm glad you got a little relief.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and again for you also, Anita, just be observant and notice, you know, in the next hours, days or so, what's, you know, how things are shifting for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anita.
Awesome.
Blessings
Thanks
to you.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I think we have time for one more caller, if that's okay, Gertrude.
Yes, sure.
All right. Okay, so our final caller. Your first three digits are 860. 860, you are unmuted.
Hello?
Hello, 860?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Susan.
Susan? Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you? What can I help you with?
Well, I've having a lot of difficulty. I'm kind of going through grief, and I'm having a lot of trouble dealing with the sadness, but also just like regret and guilt and blame and all that type of thing.
Mm. Can you give me a little bit of context here, if you want to share?
Give you a little bit of what? I'm sorry.
Context, what is it about, if you want to share?
Oh, well, it's the loss of my husband.
Mm. I'm so sorry for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. When did this happen?
It happened 2 years ago.
Mm.
But I'm better, but, you know, not anywhere where I, you know, would like to be, and it seems like it's kind of gotten worse lately.
Hmm. And do you have an idea why it's gotten worse? Did anything else happen?
Well, there was certain triggers. I think I went to a get together with my husband's family, you know, for the first time, you know, due to COVID a couple of years, and I went there like 2 weeks ago, and it seems like that seemed to kind of trigger it, because kind of been like worse and down kind of ever since then. I thought I was, you know, I was doing okay, but then I don't know, it just seemed to trigger it.
Right. So where do you feel that charge in your body right now?
I don't know, I kind of feel it all over. I kind of feel it in my stomach and kind of like my ribs kind of hurt, like on the side, and in front, and just, you know, just generally feeling, you know, just, you know, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, Susan and everyone else who wants to follow along, let's take a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts of you. And repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry he abandoned you.
I'm so sorry he abandoned you.
I'm so sorry you thought you would be together forever, but you weren't.
I'm so sorry you thought you'd be together forever as one.
But you weren't.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
But you weren't.
Oh, that I weren't, that we weren't. But you weren't.
I'm so sorry you thought you were okay, but the grief came back full force.
I'm so sorry you thought you were okay, but the grief came back full force.
I'm so sorry you blame yourself for what happened.
I'm so sorry you blame yourself for what happened.
Yeah, what I'm getting a sense of here is that there's a lot of abandonment, not just in this lifetime, but also in other lifetimes. I'm so sorry you got abandoned so many times.
I'm so sorry you got abandoned so many times.
I'm so sorry they all let you down.
I'm so sorry they all let you down.
I'm so sorry the grief was too much to bear.
I'm so sorry the grief was too much to bear.
I'm so sorry you feel lost and all alone.
I'm so sorry you feel lost and all alone.
I'm so sorry there was no more joy and happiness in your life.
I'm so sorry there's no more joy and happiness in your life.
I'm so sorry there's only darkness and pain.
I'm so sorry there's only darkness and pain.
I'm so sorry you agreed to this soul's contract.
I'm so sorry you agreed to this soul's contract.
I'm so sorry you didn't realize what you had signed up for.
I'm so sorry you didn't realize what you signed up for.
I'm so sorry you couldn't revoke and undo your soul's contract.
I'm sorry you couldn't revoke and undo your soul's contract.
I'm so sorry you're stuck here in pain and grief.
I'm so sorry you're stuck here in pain and grief.
Okay, so how are you doing, Susan?
Well, ever since you know, said about the abandonment part, I've kind of been teary ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, so part of you resonated with that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you couldn't all live in joy and harmony together.
I'm so sorry you couldn't live in harmony and joy all together.
I'm so sorry no one could undo your grief and sadness.
I'm so sorry no one could undo your grief and sadness.
I'm so sorry you had to close your heart.
I'm so sorry you had to close your heart.
I'm so sorry you kept out the bad, but you also kept out the good.
I'm so sorry you kept out the bad, but you also kept out the good.
I'm so sorry there's nothing left to be joyful for.
I'm sorry there's nothing left to be joyful for.
Okay, so again, nice deep breath. And release. And again, just a reminder for everyone, the phrases that we are saying are not the whole truth, right? We're acknowledging the perceived experiences of our wounded part. So that's why sometimes the phrases may sound a bit direct, maybe sometimes a bit, you know, harsh or heavy. But that's exactly how our wounded parts have felt. So that's why that's how we acknowledge them for their truth, for their, you know, perception of their reality at the time. Yeah. So Susan, how are you doing now?
Well, I was kind of crying a little bit through the whole thing.
Yeah. And tears are beautiful. You know, there's a lot of unshed tears here. So I think that, you know, it's a beautiful way to release this old energy. And if you feel that, you know, this process continues, just, you know, be gentle with yourself and let it happen.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for facilitating this for all of us.
Okay, thank you.
And the best to you. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan. All right. All right. So I think we've reached the end of our call. Gertrude, thank you for staying on a little longer to
sure.
work with a couple more people. That's awesome. I just want to remind everybody that the early bird prices and the limited time bonus is for the first 50 people that join. I saw a bunch of sales come through as we were going through that. So we will be raising the price after those are sold. So just to give you a quick heads up on that.
Beautiful.
Also, Gertrude, is there anything you want to add before we close out today's call?
Yeah, it's. I may be repeating myself, but I feel this is very important to take away from this call. Is you know, when we live our life from our wounding, from our karmic imprints, you know, we stay stuck in that separation consciousness and often victim consciousness. And when we live our life from the third dimension that way, you know, we cannot really expect fifth dimensional results, right? We really have to pull out our weeds by their roots, you know, heal our deeper wounding across all time, space, and dimension. And as I said before, that's when we will raise our awareness of frequency and really fully align with the magical lives that our soul has intended for us, you know, where we can become the light and bring our light into the world in our own unique way.
Perfect. Perfect. Love it. It's such an important topic, and especially now.
Yeah.
In today's world. So it was so timely that you brought it to us at this time. So thank you for that, Gertrude.
Sure. Yeah, it triggers so much in a lot of people, right? Everything going on in the world. That's when our worst, or not our worst, but our heaviest, deepest wounds are triggered.
For sure. For sure. And yeah. We're all seeing them in a big way.
We all are. We all are. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Gertrude. And thank you, everybody, for being here and staying with us throughout this call. I appreciate having you here and appreciate all of you. If you have any questions, you can email support@fromheartachetojoy.com and we can answer those questions for you. Otherwise, thank you again, Gertrude.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, everyone listening live or via the replay. It was wonderful to have you on. And all the best to you. And hopefully we connect again soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.